You're listening to the WLW Sports Network's presentation of high school football in the Thumb of Michigan in week number 8 of the regular season with Clark Ramsey, Doug Cole, Dave Hansen, Rochelle Thompson, and Dan Benke with your call tonight from Harbor Beach as the Sandusky Redskins are on the road trying to ruin Harbor Beach's homecoming night and trying to prove to 8-0 on the season. For Harbor Beach, since Jack Dillon took over for the Harbor Beach football program in 1971 to now, there have been just two head coaches, Jack Dillon and Troy Schelke. Very few things happened just twice in 48 years. In fact, since 1971, that football season, we have landed on the moon as many times as coaches in Harbor Beach. Two. Troy Schelke is finishing up his 22nd year at the helm and has put together quite the resume.
I would be fair to say it's a Hall of Fame resume, Clark. He's 155-75. He's won 67% of his games. He has a state championship ring back in 2012, state semifinals in 07, 13, 14. And if I could keep going, we wouldn't have enough time to talk about districts and leagues and et cetera. But the biggest reason he has been successful is he has evolved as a coach with the game. The game is changing in front of us. You see it on Sundays. You see it on Saturdays. And he has done that. And that is the biggest reason, in my opinion, why he won that state championship, is he couldn't do it with the wing tee, but he recognized his athletes, understood his players, and put together a playbook with the spread offense. And he's the only one in this area, in my opinion, runs it successfully. And I think if they want to be successful tonight, they're going to have to run it all game long. I haven't seen anybody around here that can stop it.
Unlike Jack Dillon, Troy Schelke has migrated into more than just the wing tee offense, mastering that spread offense, like Dave said, in the past decade. Michael Anderson is the multi-talented junior quarterback for the Harbor Beach Pirates this season, replacing the Thumb Sports Writers Association Player of the Year, James Schelke. Like Schelke, Anderson can throw the ball, but also make a play on his own with his own 2 feet.
Let's keep in mind, he's been successful with the wing tee offense as well, and Michael Anderson runs that very well indeed. He's 6 foot, 160 pounds. Against Ubley, he actually ran the ball 19 times for 86 yards and a score. A lot of those yards came in the fourth quarter when they did go to the spread offense. He had a rushing touchdown against USA and against Bad Axe to open the year. He threw for two and ran one in himself. He's got the ability to put the ball in the air. Maybe tonight we'll get to see a little bit of that. Otherwise, I fully expect them to run the wing tee and try to really get ahead of this Sandusky team early.
Harbor Beach has not had to utilize the passing game much this season because of the powerful backfield behind or next to Anderson, depending on the formation. Commonly referred to as the Devins, Devin Puff and Devin Finkel have been running over defenses in weeks of late.
And to be more specific, Devin Puff has really stepped up and elevated his game as of late. He only had 11 carries last week against USA, but made the most, 250 yards and scored 3 times. And that's no discredit to Devin Finkel. Different style runner. He's a speedy runner. He's very good with the ball. Matter of fact, I think needs more carries yet. He only had 9 against Ubley, but 41 yards and a score. There's a couple other guys, though, that are going to play an important role. Nathan Seaman, Mason Yon, these are some guys on the edges that are going to have to seal them off to make those blocks and are going to slip out in the secondary and try to make some catches, hopefully thrown from quarterback Anderson.
Defensively, Harbor Beach has been allowing just 15.7 points a game, the fourth best defense in the Greater Thumb Conference. Leading that attack is a big defensive line and aggressive linebacking core.
Well, they certainly did a great job last week at least. They held USA's Connor Gettle to just 107 yards. His first carry, mind you, went for 65 yards and a score. Other than that, 42 yards the rest of the game, so that defense, fool us once, that's it. It's not happening anymore. So that same mentality defense needs to show up tonight. Unfortunately, there's not one guy you got to stop. There's 3 of them.
Harbor Beach trying to upset Sandusky and give them their first loss of the season tonight. The coin toss going on right now, and we are 13 minutes away from kicking off tonight's Sandusky and Harbor Beach matchup as you're listening to your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. Sandusky and Harbor Beach.
Never before in the history of F-150s have the rebates been this good. Hi, Dawn Foote here from More Motor Sales in Hero. We have the best selection of F-150s and Super Duty trucks in 3 counties. If you currently have a Ford lease to turn in, you would qualify for up to $14,901 in discounts and rebates on select models. And ask one of our certified sales professionals to check for extra incentives and you may qualify for up to $3,000 more. See me, Dawn Foote, at More Motor Sales, just west of Kiro on M81. See you soon.
This is Tanya Rubin, sales executive at Thumb Cellular. If you're thinking of switching mobile phone carriers, consider Thumb Cellular. Now is the time to get the tailored service you need from the local company you can trust. Unlike the other carriers, we like to build lasting relationships with our customers. I will work with your busy schedule to meet and discuss how we can best serve you. As the only local cellular carrier with the best coverage in the Thumb and nationwide, I can introduce you to what we call the Thumb Cellular Difference. Get the device you want, the plan you need, and the exceptional customer service you deserve without ever having to step foot in the store. So if you're ready for a better cellular experience, call me, Tanya Rubin, at 989-553-5282. Remember, at Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered.
You love Thumb Cellular.
For everything to do with hunting, visit Randy's Hunting Center at the East End of Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, 10 Point, and Raven, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists ready to get you shooting this same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes, starting at $425. Find over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster. Over 170 variations of a bolt action rifle that is a legal alternative in the shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. Get a Ruger Go Wild 22-inch camouflage 450 Bushmaster with muzzle brake for only $499.95. Randy's Hunting Center can drill and tap your slug guns, mount and bore sight scopes, offers custom sight in service, and they sell hunting and fishing licenses. Visit the website randyshuntingcenter.com and check out their Facebook page.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the East End of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Since More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick opened its doors, there's never been a better place to buy or lease a new Chevrolet or Buick. They stock an average of over 100 brand new cars, trucks, and SUVs on this spacious lot. Their generous trade-in allowances result in nice pre-owned and certified vehicles from local or regional drivers, maybe even someone you know. The word is spreading throughout the Thumb and Mid-Michigan. Drive to the shore and save more at More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. Call 989-883-2100 or visit moreshoreline.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
When you choose to be sure, you aren't just picking an outstanding primary care provider. You're choosing a lifestyle. Better health, better life. It's our actual vision at Sure. Not just some saying that hangs on a wall, but a true goal of what we do. And it means a lot more than just that too. By being sure, you can be sure. You can be healthy. You can take hold of your life and enjoy it to the fullest. At Sure, it is our responsibility to keep our communities healthy. That's why we have primary care and family medicine clinics in Sebring, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and soon, Bad Axe. We want to make it as convenient and easy to be sure as possible. That's where our vision of better health, better life becomes so critical. We're your healthcare organization. We're local and will always be. See for yourself at sure.org. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure? You're listening to High School Football on the Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, Rochelle Thompson, and Dan Benke with your call tonight. The whole gang is here tonight from Harbor Beach, and it's a beautiful night for football. As the crow flies, just 31 miles separate East Pine Tree Lane of Sandusky High School in the friendly confines of Harbor Beach. But if that crow were flying in the past few days, it probably would have overshot.